No shootings have been reported over the last 4 days, according to a statement released Wednesday night by the UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, or UN OCHA. The recent fighting displaced thousands of people who have taken refuge in more than 51 gathering sites across Al Janina. The number of people affected by the recent conflict is still unclear, as assessments have yet to take place. More than 1,800 people fled to the neighboring Chad since the recent clashes erupted on April 3rd, bringing the total number to 5,000, including those who fled since January, according to the UN statement. Power has been restored in some parts of the town, but the city water supply remains cut off. The price of one barrel of water has jumped from 200 Sudanese pounds to unprecedented 2,000 Sudanese pounds, or $5.24. The UN says sanitation continues to be a problem, with limited facilities available at the gathering sites, raising concerns about disease outbreaks. Health facilities are running out of medical and supplies. Speaking by phone from Al Janina Teaching Hospital, Dr. Adam Zakaria calls the situation horrible.
Calm has returned to the town, but the displaced persons are suffering. Hundreds of them are living on the streets because public institutions are already full, and when night comes it's a bit cold, and yet the majority of them flee with nothing, and at the end of the day their security in that open space is not guaranteed.
Dr. Zakaria says the death toll continues to climb as security personnel patrol affected neighborhoods. He says the hospital has confirmed 207 deaths and more than 230 injured people. He says 42 of the injured have been airlifted to Khartoum for further medical attention. He says state authorities are not protecting medical workers who respond to health emergencies. Last weekend, a group of doctors and nurses were brutally attacked by armed men in military uniform as they were returning home at night, according to Dr. Zakaria.
In case of any emergency anywhere, we are supposed to quickly respond immediately and save the lives of the people. But at the moment, this is not the situation. Our medical staff are not given any consideration for protection at all.
The head of Sudan's Sovereign Council, General Abdul Fattah al-Burhan, and a delegation of military and intelligence officers visited Al Janina on Monday. Dr. Zakaria says al-Burhan's delegation did not visit any of the injured in his hospital, or the hundreds of displaced persons sheltering in open spaces around the town.
He visited only the military institutions, and he only instructed the military leaders to increase more troops into the state to help in maintaining the security in the area, and he tried to console people that such incidents will not happen again, which is just a political statement that has been going on in Sudan.
UN OCHA says a rapid needs assessment is required in order to begin distributing relief aid. The UN statement says access to safe water and sanitation remains a major problem, noting that half of the sites where the displaced are gathering are inaccessible and that overcrowding is increasing the risk of disease outbreaks. For VOA News, I am Michael Atit in Khartoum.